Anyway, look, for the next couple of minutes, I guarantee that your mouth will be watering, and you'll probably be planning your weekend because it's Valentine's Day. And let's face it, it's true. A man's the way to a man's heart.
Through his stomach.
Absolutely. So we've got an expert in to talk about my favourite subject. Me and my son are the biggest meat eaters we know. We love meat. Andy Hamilton, how are you? Andy Gustar, Mr. Hamilton, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Ian.
Good. Now I've always wondered about the Andy Gustar Hamiltons. How does that...
Well, I took over a company called Hamiltons, which had a very good reputation. So I thought, why change something that's already got a good reputation on the island?
I've always meant to ask you that, and I would imagine that's a sensible
question
thing.
Question answered, then.
Yeah, that's it. Job done. Let's move on to the best bit, food. We know that Valentine's Day is coming up, and we were talking about, you know, the planning of, and you said at the beginning of the week, what happens is that people come in and doing their everyday shopping sort of thing.
Yep.
As they get closer to the weekend, they're looking for a treat.
They are.
And we're going to get one this week, aren't we?
Yeah, they hinge on steaks, generally speaking, this weekend. It's obviously the two link together very well as regards to showing that little bit of extra love and getting something extra on the plate that your partner's going to love, which is, in this case, I think, good Isle of Wight piece of steak, which is actually on special offer this week at Hamilton's.
Go on, tell us the prices.
Well, if you like sirloin steak, an 8-ounce steak is only £4.50 this week.
Whoa!
A rump steak is £3.50.
Yeah.
And a fillet steak is £6.50. And they're all 8 ounces, so it's a really good portion.
That is.
I don't know whether I should mention that on Valentine's Day.
do you do the, you know, cut them in heart shapes, or is that going too far?
That's going too far. Right. Well, I spoiled a good thing.
You can do that at home.
If you wanted to. But yeah, why spoil it? Spoil it? They are amazing prices.
They are a really good value, actually. But I think our steak is always good value anyway, because there's a quality to it which you don't get any waste with, and you do enjoy it. But this is just something a little bit special. It's to say thank you to our customers for their loyalties.
That's brilliant. And I know that whenever we go in there, you kind of see... it's like a reunion sometimes when you go in there. There's the same people, so they do go back.
They do,
yes. So they
obviously
must like... You know, because we go back in there all the time. What we were drawn to probably a year ago, when money was a little bit tight, there was a £10 meal deal, which is fantastic.
It's still very popular, too.
I would imagine it is. So, I mean, just in case you didn't know, you get a chicken.
Yes.
And what sort of size chicken are we talking about?
That's about a 3-pound chicken, or 1.3 kilos in French.
New money.
And then you get, if my memory serves me right, you get some mince.
You do.
And, you know, it's enough. I mean, we've stretched this to two lots of two meals. So we had one spag bog, and we had you know, a shepherd's pie as well, with cheese on the top.
With cheese.
And then you get some ham.
That's right.
And a packet of sausages.
You do.
And we had some wonderful sausages over the weekend. Can you just tell us about them?
That was a chili and chorizo sausage, which is has a hint of chili, so it doesn't bite you back, but you have that extra zing from the chorizo. So that gives an extra bit of bite to a sausage, and it's nice in a casserole as well. Gives that extra flavour for that.
So if you're going for something slightly different rather than a steak over the weekend, I mean, you know, you're daft, because who wouldn't want a steak?
Yeah.
Try it, because wife made a spetsify or something. It's a Greek dish, apparently, with spicy sauce, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's good to know.
Absolutely amazing. How many different types of sausages have you got?
We do regularly about 15 different flavours. To cover all people's tastes and different types of meal that they want to do. We hinge quite strongly on lamb sausages. They're quite popular. Goes lovely with just some mashed potato and some peas. It's
absolutely
a meal in itself.
We had some of them last week. We always have lamb and mint and mash and the old veg as well. It's lovely. I've got an idea for you.
Yes.
Because I do this thing at home, and I do a Marmite chicken. We chop up a load of chicken. Fresh, not cooked yet. Raw, I think it's a terrible term.
Yeah.
And you sort of just, you know, mix it in and just leave it for a while, and then fry it off, and you just do that with some rice or some noodles, and it's lovely. And I thought to myself, what about some kind of Marmite sausage?
Well, there's a thing.
I can see you're impressed with that.
I am, really, yeah. So being not such a Marmite lover as you obviously are.
Well, do you know what? The strange thing is I never really used to like Marmite when I was a child. Mm. And I still don't like it that much now. When, just say, for instance, if you add Marmite on toast and you add a big blob of Marmite, that's horrible. That's too much.
Yep.
But if you've just got an even spread of it, it's great. I love Marmite. What about you?
I used to love my Marmite, and when I was pregnant with my last daughter, I went right off it, and I haven't touched it since 12 years.
All right. So maybe you should try it. Come round for Marmite chicken one night. Yeah?
Not convinced.
Not convinced.
Not convinced, no.
Try it, honestly. No. You'll be surprised. You'll be absolutely surprised. So it's 15 lots of sausages. Who decides what sausage do you make, and who comes up with the ideas?
It's trial and error, really. Some people bring ideas to us that they've tried somewhere else in the country, and we adapt a recipe to suit that. Because you can easily go over the top, if you like, with chilli,
yeah,
to make it suitable for some who really like the numb tongue, as I'll call it, when you eat too much chilli.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that. You want a middle-of-the-road sort of flavour, so that you can always add flavour to it. But once you've made a sausage, you cannot take that flavour away.
No, sure.
So always leave a little bit of pepper out that people can add if they want to.
We're going to go away and we're going to think about what a sausage. And how difficult then is it to, you know, to say, right, OK, this is the idea. Say, OK, Mr Max says, right, we're going to have a Marmite sausage. How are we going to do this? How do we do it?
Through experience, really. Is to the balance levels that you need for the amount of seasoning you're going to add to. We usually work on a 10 kilo batch of sausages, and you know through experience how much seasoning you need to put in with that. Herbs is the hardest part, is to different levels of flavour in herbs. Some herbs are very strong and pungent, some herbs are quite lightly flavoured. So that's a little bit of trial and error to get the herb flavour right, but usually seasonings are very similar as regards to what you can use.
Okay, so you don't like Marmite. What about Bovril and beef?
And?
do you need tasters for these sausages? I'd be quite happy to be a taster, you know, and say to you, yes, that's lovely, or no, it's not.
Mm. I'll stay away from strong flavours, because I do like the flavour of meat.
Sure.
You know, if you have too much horseradish with beef, what else do you taste but horseradish?
Well, do you know what? Whenever the wife says, do you want horseradish? I say, yeah, put it on the veg, because it takes away the taste of the veg. Because I'd rather have the
man
meat.
After my own heart,
Don't ruin the meat. Yeah. Just coming back to the steak, what's the best way of cooking a steak?
In a hot pan. You need to take out the steak 2 hours before you're going to cook it, so it comes up to room temperature. And then get the pan very hot. Don't put any oil in it. And stand the steak on its edge, on the fat edge, hold it up with tongs if you need to, and just melt the fat off and get that crispy, so that actually lines the pan with the flavoursome fat. And then you lay the steak down and cook just for a couple of minutes each side, so it's just sealed, so you're keeping the moisture and the flavour.
Do you know what, I've often wondered, when we say, oh, we just put it in the pan and so on, I can understand, you know, start off with a hot pan, because as soon as you put it in, you want to hear the tss
you
straight
want to
away.
See it, yeah.
But I've never seen anybody do the hold it on its edge to get the fat in the pan and crisp that bit up. Because obviously, if you're not cooking it that long, that bit's not going to be crispy anyway. And that's like...
That certainly helps. Crispy fat is tempting.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I love anything crispy fat, lovely.
But it's also what comes off the fat of the meat what is actually cooking it. So you're not taking away any of the taste while you're cooking it, are you?
That's right.
Yeah, nice.
And you're also cooking out the harmful fat. People say this, that fat on meat is quite harmful. But when you cook beef, roast it or fry it like that, or grill it, the fat that drips out of that obviously is the more soft fat. So it's getting more dietitious, if you like, as you're cooking it.
That's a really useful tip. I'm going to try that the weekend. I'll insist that that's how I want mine done. Mm. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I learned that trick. I don't know, someone told me quite a few years ago. So.
What are you having this weekend?
I haven't decided yet. Probably steak and peppercorn sauce, I think.
I know where there's a good deal going there. Have you got a website that we can check out more details on?
Yes, hamiltonsfinefoods.co.uk.
Because the daft thing is, I knew that already. I just wanted you to say, because yeah. I'm on it all the blooming time.
And should I say, you can always check us out on Facebook, because the prices I just gave you are actually on there as well.
Okay.
So it does help us that way to actually get to the people. So there's posters in the window, but it's...
I mean, you're right in Pyle Street now as well. Aren't you?
We are, yes. We've got a nice new shop.
Yeah, and it is a beautiful shop. Mm. It's really, really beautiful. The old shop had character.
Yes.
And it was obviously an older building, but I would imagine you get a bit more foot traffic coming in now.
Yes, we get quite a few coming through Castlehold Lane that actually notice now it's a nice new shop, nice bright colours and some nice posters to tempt people.
And you're Wootton as well, aren't you? You've got
Wootton Bridge, yeah. That's a very popular shop because you can actually park outside or behind the shop. There's a car park behind at Wootton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that you can tempt us with that maybe we've not tried before? I've tried goat and things like that. So, what can you kind of getting to know my taste? I love lamb. I love crispy fat and so on and so forth. So, is there anything that you could say to me? Look, why don't you try that?
Well, being a carnivore like you are, I would suggest you try game. Very very meaty flavour, obviously, with game. It's a wild animal, doesn't have a lot of fat in it, so it's quite healthy to eat. You did mention you like rabbit just now. If you try pheasant or pheasant breasts or some nice partridge, what you do need to remember with game, you don't need to overcook it. If you overcook it, it becomes a little bit like cardboard.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
As I said, there's no fat in the muscle, so you need to ease back on the heat.
Okay. So, forgive me, game is
birds.
Partridge, pheasant.
Yeah.
All that type of thing. Wild mallard.
All right, sounds nice. Yeah.
You're very, very flavoursome. And we do sell a lot of venison as well. But again, think about the cooking of that, because that's the same sort of ilk that runs around in the forest and that sort of thing. It doesn't put any fat in the muscle.
Right.
It needs to be, you know...
Okay.
The fat's always on the outside.
So if I came in, because I'm more of a leg when it comes down to birds... feathered variety.
You're more of a leg man.
Okay. I'm more of a leg man than breast. So, how much would a couple of breasts cost? How much would a couple of legs cost?
With pheasant, I would recommend that you go for the breast meat,
right?
Because pheasants run around a lot; they don't spend very much time flying. Hence, the breast meat is very tender.
Okay.
Leg meat tends to be a bit stringy. Leg meat needs to be casseroled. Breast meat you can do quite quickly in the pan. In only in minutes, it can be cooked in the pan.
Right.
So it's
okay. How much a couple of breasts, normal sized breasts, roughly?
They'll be about £3 for two.
That's pretty reasonable, isn't it?
They're not massive, but they do have a lovely flavour, and you don't need so much of it being game.
So I'm being silly now.
Well, about massive breasts. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll try to avoid that. Being as you mentioned it.
what was the other thing? A duck. Can you recommend duck? A dish with duck?
I'm not a personal lover of duck, but a lot of people are, and I think. If you're going for a duck, go for an English duck, which is usually the Gressingham is the most popular. Again, not too much cooking. The meat is very lean. The fat on the outside needs to be in the pan and lay down on its fat side and cook for probably about 7 or 8 minutes to get the fat out of that. Turn it over so it goes onto the lean side, mm-hmm. and then just sizzle it off in the natural fat. And you get the full benefit of the flavour and the softness of the meat.
I'm now starving hungry.
Yeah, we're hungry now.
So thank you. Would you come back in and do a feature once a month, say, you know, talk about, you know, we've covered an awful lot of things, but maybe we just sort of cover one topic at once.
You've scratched the surface, yeah. Really, with meat.
Yeah, that's what I'd love to do. So would you do that?
Yes.
Because everything you recommend, I'm going to try. So I'm going to get the wife to get me a couple of... breasts and yeah. Yeah, we're going back.
Master Chef.
And just one more before you go. What about meat for a curry? Because we had goat curry very recently. What else can you recommend for a curry? Because we do love a curry.
It works with all meats, actually, curries, because it's the type of a casserole more than under a different guise, because it has a curry sauce with it. But all meats are suitable for that.
Okay. Recommend one that you don't think I might have tried.
No.
No.
No. You'll probably try them all, I suspect.
No, I haven't.
You like lamb, pork and beef, don't you?
Yeah, lamb, pork and beef and goat. That's all I've tried. Something else a little bit more, you know, different. It's completely different.
I'll say curry chicken thighs, then.
Curry chicken thighs?
Yeah, the thigh meat of a chicken is the most succulent meat on poultry, I think. And that and a curry would be super, actually. Okay. Lovely and soft for
all
the flavour.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Just plug that website again.
It's hamiltonsfinefoods.co.uk.
and details on Facebook as well.
There is.
And you can find Hamilton's in Powell Street.
Wharton Bridge.
And Wharton Bridge as well.
Cowes High Street.
And Cowes High Street.
And up at Dodner, we're just out to open a small shop at the front of our Dodner Industrial Estate.
Oh, right. Yeah. That'll be handy.
Hot pies, Ian.
Oh, I love hot pies. See, yeah. We didn't even touch the surface, did we? I love a good pie. Look at me. Of course I do. Hey, really great to see you. And I hope you have a... What are you having on Saturday?
On Saturday, I'll probably have steak, I think, Ian.
Are you cooking it?
I probably will.
Because it's best if you do it. Yes, you're the expert. Yeah. And that's probably what's going to happen. I'm going to have to cook my own steak. Now yeah. I've been talking to an expert about how to cook them. I'll come around and show you how to do yours as well.
Thanks.
Andy, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Nice to see you again, Ian.